Espresso English Podcast, Episode 10, 60 Collocations with Do and Make. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. Today I'm going to teach you the basic difference between do and make, but what's even more useful is I'm going to teach you 60 common collocations. Collocations are just common combinations of words that native speakers often use together, and learning collocations can help make it easier for you to form sentences without thinking so much about how to put the words together. So today I've got 60 collocations with do and make, as well as example sentences to show how they're used. So the basic difference between do and make is that we typically use the word do for actions, obligations, and repetitive tasks. And you're going to see that from the examples. We use make more for creating or producing something and for voluntary actions, actions that you choose to do. Do generally refers to the action itself, and make usually implies that there's some kind of result, something that you created. For example, if you make breakfast, you have created a meal. If you make a suggestion, you have created a recommendation. So keep this difference in mind as you listen to the lesson. Do for work, for general actions and repetitive tasks, and make for things where you're creating or producing something. Okay, let's learn the collocations. We often use do with housework. For example, do the housework. After I got home from the office, I was too tired to do the housework. Housework are the tasks that you need to do around your house, cleaning, organizing, and that type of thing. For example, do the laundry. That means wash your clothes. For example, I really need to do the laundry. I don't have any clean clothes left. And do the dishes. That means wash the dishes. For example, I'll make dinner if you do the dishes afterwards. In everyday English, we say both do the dishes and wash the dishes. They're the same. Another example of housework is do the shopping. For example, I went to the bank, did some shopping, and mailed a package at the post office. Now there's a difference between do the shopping and go shopping. Do the shopping refers to the regular shopping you do for basic household supplies, and go shopping usually is the shopping that you do for fun, when you're going to buy some new clothes or some toys, or something that's not a necessity for daily life. Now, one exception, a collocation that involves housework, which doesn't use the word do, is make the bed. When you make the bed, you put the blankets and sheets and pillows in the correct place so that the bed looks nice and not messy. We say make the bed. We also use do for work and study. For example, do work. I can't go out this weekend. I have to do some work on an extra project. And do homework. For example, you can't watch any TV until you've done your homework. When it comes to business dealings in general, we say do business. For example, we do business with clients in 15 countries. And for evaluating how good someone's work was, we can say they did a great job, or they did a terrible job. For example, she did a good job organizing the party. In this expression, job doesn't refer to your profession. It simply means the person did something well. In informal English, we can also say do a report and do a course. For example, I'm doing a report on the history of American foreign policy. And we're doing a course at the local university. Now, you can also say writing a report and taking a course. But in informal English, we sometimes say do. We have a few collocations with do that involve taking care of your body. For example, do exercise. I do at least half an hour of exercise every day. To do your hair means to style your hair. For example, I'll be ready to go in 15 minutes. I just need to do my hair. And to do your nails means to paint your nails. For example, can you open this envelope for me? I just did my nails and they're still wet. And finally, we use do for general good or bad actions. For example, do anything, do something, do everything, or do nothing. Are you doing anything special for your birthday? You can't do everything by yourself. Let me help you. I was hoping she would help me, but she just stood there and did nothing. When someone is honest in a situation, we can say they do the right thing. For example, when I found someone's wallet on the sidewalk, I turned it in to the police because I wanted to do the right thing. And we have the expression, do your best, for giving your maximum effort. For example, don't worry about getting everything perfect, just do your best. Now let's learn some common collocations with make. We often use make for food. For example, make breakfast, make lunch, and make dinner. I'm making dinner. It will be ready in about 10 minutes. We can also make a sandwich or make a salad and make a cup of tea. And when you call a restaurant before you go to reserve a table, this is called making a reservation. For example, I've made a reservation for 7:30 at our favorite restaurant. The word make also has some collocations involving money. We can say make money as an alternative to earn money. For example, I enjoy my job, but I don't make very much money. When asking about someone's salary, we often say, how much does he make? Another collocation with money is make a profit. The new company made a profit within its first year. And if you get a lot of money, you make a fortune. For example, he made a fortune after his book hit number one on the bestseller list. If you perform some work or sell something and you get a certain amount of money, you can say you made and then the amount of money. For example, I made $250 selling my old CDs on the internet. The word make also has some collocations with relationships, such as the expression make friends, which means to create new friendships. For example, it's hard to make friends when you move to a big city. The expression make love is another way to say have sex. For example, the newlyweds made love on the beach during their honeymoon. One slang expression is make a pass at someone. This means to flirt with someone, to express some romantic interest. For example, my best friend's brother made a pass at me. He asked if I was single and tried to get my phone number. The expression make fun of someone means to tease or mock someone. For example, the other kids made fun of Jimmy when he got glasses, calling him Four Eyes. And we have the phrasal verb make up, which means to resolve a problem in a relationship. For example, Karen and Jennifer made up after the big fight they had last week. There are a lot of collocations with make involving communication. For example, make a phone call. Please excuse me, I need to make a phone call. Make a joke. He made a joke, but it wasn't very funny and no one laughed. Make a point. Dana made some good points during the meeting. I think we should consider her ideas. Make a bet. I made a bet with Peter to see who could do more push-ups. Make a complaint. We made a complaint with our internet provider about their terrible service, but we still haven't heard back from them. Make a confession. I need to make a confession. I was the one who ate the last piece of cake. make a speech. The company president made a speech about ethics in the workplace. We can also say give a speech. Make a suggestion. Can I make a suggestion? I think you should cut your hair shorter. It would look great on you. Make a prediction. It's difficult to make any predictions about the future of the economy. Make an excuse. When I asked him if he'd finished the work, he started making excuses about how he was too busy. Make a promise. I made a promise to help her whenever she needs it. You can also say, I promised to help her whenever she needs it. The word promise can be a noun or a verb. Make a fuss means to demonstrate annoyance. For example, stop making a fuss. He's only late a couple minutes. I'm sure he'll be here soon. Make an observation. I'd like to make an observation about our business plan. It's not set in stone, so we can be flexible. Make a comment. The teacher made a few critical comments on my essay. One exception is this. Don't say, make a question. The correct phrase is, ask a question. Finally, we can use the word make in collocations involving plans and progress. For example, make plans. We're making plans to travel to Australia next year. Make a decision or make a choice. I've made my decision. I'm going to go to New York University, not Boston University. Make a mistake. You made a few mistakes in your calculations. The correct total is 5,430, not 4,530. Make progress. My students are making good progress. Their spoken English is improving a lot. Make an attempt or make an effort. These expressions mean to try. For example, I'm making an effort to stop smoking this year. We have an informal expression, make up your mind. That means to decide. Should I buy a desktop or a laptop computer? I can't make up my mind. Make a discovery. Scientists have made an important discovery in the area of genetics. Make a list. I'm making a list of everything we need for the wedding. Invitations, decorations, a cake, a band, the dress. The expression make sure means to confirm. For example, can you make sure we have enough copies of the report for everybody at the meeting? Make a difference. Getting 8 hours of sleep makes a big difference in my day. I have more energy. And make an exception. For example, normally the teacher doesn't accept late homework, but she made an exception for me because my backpack was stolen with my homework inside it. So those were 60 collocations with the words do and make. Studying collocations is extremely useful in improving your vocabulary and helping your sentences to sound more natural, because when you know collocations, you won't make as many mistakes with word choice, and you'll use combinations of words that are more typical of native speakers. So in order to help teach you collocations, I wrote a book called 1,000 English Collocations in 10 Minutes a Day. It contains 50 short lessons. Each of them teaches you collocations about a certain topic, and each lesson is followed by practice exercises to help you review them. It's one of my best books at Espresso English, so if you'd like to get it, go to espressoenglish.net, click on eBooks, and then click on the 1,000 Collocations eBook. I think you'll really enjoy it. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next lesson. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free eBook with 500-plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.